奉主圣名，在这个安息日的早上，我们继续来做以弗所书的学习哦。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this session, morning service, and we continue on the book of Ephesians.
我们之前有说过。
Previously we have mentioned.
我们之前有说过哈，我们这一次的题目是有针对性的哈。
So previously we mentioned that the topic that we have chosen has a target.
我们在讲的是以弗所书来看教会。
So from the book of Ephesians we look at the church.
所以没有办法以弗所书并不是以以弗所书哈。来做一个整体整个经卷的学习。
So we are not learning about the book of Ephesians.
所以你们可能会觉得很奇怪哈，很多部分全部都跳掉了。
So you may wonder why is it that I skip several part of the book of Ephesians?
那是因为这一次的主题不太一样啊。
Because this time the theme is slightly different.
我们之前已经说过哈我们之前有讲到说教会跟基督跟教会的关系。
Previously we have mentioned that the relationship between Christ and the body and the church.
这其实从两个部分，教会有两个部分来组成呢。
So we mentioned that the church comprises of two different parts.
一个就是教会意志的中心。The mind.
So first we talk about being the mind, the church, Christ is the head, the mind.
教会的存在因为有耶稣基督为元首啊。
The church exists because Christ is the head of the body.
既然作为身体教会是执行这个思想这个意志的决定是一个执行者。
So the body is used to execute the instruction or the command given by the head.
所以教会存在的目的就是执行主耶稣基督的吩咐。
So the church exists in order to execute the instruction given to us by the head, the Christ.
所以我们第一个谈到说要有资格作为这个教会是它有它的条件的。
So previously we have mentioned that in order to be the body of Christ, there are several criteria.
只是我们今天对教会这个字用的比较随意哦。
But however, today we have a broader, when we use the word church, it has a broader meaning.
有建筑，有十字架，有信徒，讲耶稣的，我们就叫它教会。
So anybody, who call themselves Christian, we call them a church.A chapel, we call it a church, or anybody who bow down before Christ.
但是如果其实从圣经上面的定义来说
But if you look at the definition of church from the Bible,
教会这个字是有专门使用的。
So there is an explicit usage for the word church.
从使徒行传二十章来看。
From Acts of the Apostles chapter 20.
他说被主血所买来的被称为教会啊。
So the church is a congregation of people who are bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要接受正确合乎圣经的洗礼主宝血赦去的这一群人才能被称为教会。
So this congregation of people has gone through the baptism. It is according to how baptism is to be conducted and those who have been bought by the Lord Jesus Christ's blood.
所以如果没有经过正确洗礼的这些基督徒
If Christian who has not gone through the true baptism
其实应该要称为一群信耶稣的团体啊。
So they should be calledA congregation that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实是不能用教会这个字的。
So technically, they are not supposed to use the word church.
接下来呢，我们谈到教会的架构教会的组成哦。
Later on, we talk about the structure of the church.
我们谈到说教会是由三个部分来组成的。
We talk about church is being formed by three characteristics.
耶稣基督作为房角石。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
是所有的活使所有的你跟我的一个学习的标准。
So the chief cornerstone is a reference for the rest of the living stone for us to follow.
并且用这个房角石来连接两面墙。
And this chief cornerstone is used to build the two walls.
借着耶稣基督来联系我们当中的不同。
And using the Lord Jesus Christ, we are fitted together.
第三，我们谈到我们是活石。
Next, we also talk that, discuss that we are the living stone.
昨天有一个学员来问
So yesterday, a student asked me.
为什么一定要是活石
？Why is it that we have to be the living stone?
石头不可以吗
？Can we not be the stone?
当然主耶稣这里特别讲活石是有它的原因
Of course, when the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned mentioned here, the living stone, it has its own meaning.
啊，今天在教会里面有些人是石头哦。
In the church, there are some who are the stones.
啊，不是每个人都是活石啊。
Not necessary that everyone is a living stone.
差别在哪里？
What is the difference?
啊，差别就在当我们今天来到教会。
So the difference is that when we step into the church,
你还是很强调自我。
When you emphasize on what your opinion is,
你说我就是这样。
And we tell people that this is who I am.
哦，所以那就是石头啦。
So this is a stone.
啊，但是你可以随着教会的需要来调整。
But if you are able to adjust yourself due to the needs of the church,
那你就是活石啦。
Then you become a living stone.
哦，所以有些人呢，来到教会啊，哇，脾气很坏啊，讲话很大声啊。
That for some, when they come to church, they have bad temper and they speak very loudly.
他说我就是这样啊。
And they say, this is who I am.
我生来就是这样啊。
So I am born with this character.
下一句更过分啊。主耶稣造我就是这样啊。
So the next iteration is that he said, the Lord Jesus Christ has created me as such.
主耶稣就是造我来骂你们的啊。
So the Lord Jesus Christ has put me in the church to rebuke all of you.
这个是活石吗？这个不是活石啊。
So this is not a living stone.
活石是是坚持自己超过教会的需要。
So a living stone is one who places the emphasis of the church above his own needs.
啊，但是今天主耶稣要的不是这种哦。
But the Lord Jesus
主耶稣要的不是这种石头啊。
So, but the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't want such a stone.
他希望我们这种石头里面有生命。
He wants the stone to have life.
能够愿意为了教会的需要来变大或是变小。
He wants us to be a stone that can adjust ourselves due to the needs of the church.
能够为了教会的需要来改变自己的材质。
So that we can change our elements, change our very character in order to fit in the needs of the church.
能够懂得舍弃自我。
So to have a sense of self-denial.
来为了教会的需要来调整。
And to adjust ourselves for the needs of the church.
说这种石头它才有延伸性哦，就能够 extend 哦，才有延伸性哦。
So,this type of stone is able to stretch itself.
啊，能够把两个不一样的把它连起来。
So it's able to accommodate two different parts.
啊，能够把教会联络的整齐啊。
So that they can help the church to fit together nicely.
啊，然后呢，借着主耶稣的爱在中间当做接着剂哈。
So having the love of the Lord Jesus Christ as a bond between.
啊，使每个信徒都能够连结。
So that every brethren can be fitted together.
啊，所以以弗所书连结起来就成为。
So in the book of Ephesians, when brother and sister are fitted together, it becomes the church of God.
所以啊，其实我们要常常想想自己啊。
So sometimes we have to ponder over ourselves.
有时候我们自己其实，我们是最不了解自己的人。
So in actuality, we lack of understanding of ourselves.
哦，你有时候啊会觉得说，哎，我应该最懂我自己，最了解我自己，其实不是哦。
Sometimes we may think that we understand ourselves, but in actuality, it is not.
啊，有一次啊，我在念我的小孩哦。
One time when I was rebuking my kid.
怎么这么皮？
Why is it that you are so naughty?
怎么这个样子？这么坏？
Why is it that you have done such a thing?
啊，我在教会啦，在讲我的小孩。
So I was actually rebuking my son.
然后刚好啊，有一个信徒经过哦。
So a brethren walked past.
他没有听到我在骂小孩啊。
And he did not hear my rebuke.
他就走过来说，你的孩子跟你好像哎。
So, the brother walked past and make a comment. He did not hear the rebuke and he made the comment. You're so alike compared with your son.
你故意的啊。
So I asked him, did you do it on purpose?
他没有听到我在骂小孩啊。
So he did not hear my rebuke.
哎，我太太也是这样子讲啊。
So my wife said the same thing.
每次我小孩不乖，我太太都说，跟你很像。
So every time when my son is naughty, he said it is just like you.
哎，其实有时候啊，真的哈，我们对自己了解的最少。
So in actuality, we understand ourselves least.
啊，有时候啊，有时候我们看到的自己，我们看到自己跟别人看到的可能不太一样。
So the way that we view ourselves is different from what others view.
哦，所以啊，我们真的要求主耶稣开我们的眼啊。
So a lot of time we need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to open our eyes.
认清楚自己。
To understand ourselves.
啊，在教会里面的服事才会比较漂亮啊。
So if we open ourselves, understand ourselves, then we can tender our service well in the Lord.
有时候看看你的小孩啊。
And when we look at our children,
你最气他的那一点，搞不好就是你自己最大的问题。
So the thing that you hated most is probably what you always do.
哦，所以哈、哦，那这里讲活石哈、哦，要能够调整啊。
So here it talks about living stone. It means that you are able to accommodate.
讲实话，我们可能没有自己想象这么好哦。
So in actuality, we may not be as good as we think we are.
好，那我们继续往下看哦。
We continue.
我们来看教会的成长哦。
We look at the growth of the church.
我们来看。 以弗所书的第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
以弗所书的第三章的第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14.
因此我在父面前屈膝十五节。
15.
十六节
16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来17节
17.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基18节
18.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深19
19.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们20节好
20.
而这节神能照我们运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想在这里呢告诉我们这是保罗的祷告
So here is the prayer of Paul
保罗在这里告诉我们说今天一个教会要成长信徒要有相同的目标
So today he says that in order for the church to grow all the members must have a common goal
所以在这里他祷告为了教会的成长来祈求
So he pray for the growth of the church
一个教会到底要怎么样成长
So how does the church grow
你们会不会觉得这个问题好像跟你们没有很大的关系
Do you think that the growth of the church has nothing to do with you?
有时候你会觉得说教会成长教会不成长传道不好
So sometimes you may murmur against saying that it is the preacher's fault when the church do not grow.
教会不发展负责人不努力
If the church do not grow, it is the problem of the church council.
其实有时候我们伸出指责别人的手非常容易。
More than often we just accuse others with our fingers.
要把责任推就到别人身上非常简单
We push the responsibility to others and it is an easy task.
你小心推卸责任是今天一个人最大的问题
To shirk our responsibility is the biggest problem a person face.
你看人从起初犯罪
So if you look at the beginning of man when he sinned.
是不是就从推卸责任开始的
？So he started to shirk away from that responsibility.
神说亚当你做的是什么事
？So the Lord asked Adam, "What have you done?"
亚当说什么
？What did Adam say?
亚当说什么？
你去你照的夏娃
这时候不叫夏娃啦
你照的
那个女人这时候变女人啦
So Adam accused God for it is a woman that you have created
你看没事的时候你是我骨中的骨肉中的肉
So when there is no problem Adam just say that she's the bone of my bone flesh of my flesh
现在出事了你照的那个女人女人变女人
So when something happenedAdam actually said that it is a woman that you have created that caused me.
女人怎么说？
What did the woman say?
那个蛇那个蛇
The woman accused the snake.
蛇怎么说
？What did the snake say?
蛇无话可说
The snake has nothing to say.
所以人的天性一开始的罪性就是什么？推卸责任。
So the very nature of man is to shirk away from responsibility.
我们讲到那个民数记里面讲到那个亚伦
So it talk about numbers, we talk about Aaron.
你知道亚伦在金牛犊事件，神差点把他杀掉
So in the incident of the golden calf.The Lord God almost killed Aaron.
神跟摩西说把亚伦杀了。
So God told Moses that I'm going to kill Aaron.
摩西说不要啦，放过他吧。
So Moses pleaded for the life of Aaron.
神为什么要杀亚伦？
Why did God want to kill Aaron?
因为亚伦是一个很糟糕的领导者。
Because Aaron is not a good leader.
为什么是一个很糟糕的领导者？
Why is it that he is not a good leader?
一样推卸责任
Because it's push away his responsibility.
不是我不知道百姓说要拜，我就给他们拜
So he said that since the multitude wanted to bow down to the golden calf, I allowed them to.
我不知道那个金子丢进去牛就跑出来了。
And the moment I throw the gold into the burning flame, and out come the golden calf.
跟我什么都好像跟我什么关系都没有
It has nothing to do with me.
今天一个信徒最怕就是推卸责任
So today, the worst outcome for a Christian is that he shirk away from his responsibility.
所有的错都是别人的错。
So all the wrongdoing belongs to someone else.
但是在这里保罗告诉我们
But Paul here tells us.
保罗说教会要成长，每一个信徒都有责任
For the church to grow, it is a responsibility of every member.
所以保罗为以弗所教会来祷告。
So Paul interceded for the Ephesian church.
他不是只有为以弗所教会的传道祷告。
He do not only intercede for the preacher of the Ephesian church.
没有为只为以弗所教会的长老负责人祷告。
He did not only intercede for the elders or the members of the church council.
他说你们众圣徒都要努力
So he said, all of you, the whole multitude who are in the church of Ephesus.
所以今天教会不发展，我们要问问自己
So if the church do not grow, we have to question ourselves.
今天没有慕道者，你要问你自己，你带了谁来
So today if you we do not have any truth seeker, we have to question ourselves.
指责别人非常容易。
It is easy for us to point out the fault of others.
但是面对自己，检讨自己才是神所要的。
But we have to look into ourselves and point the fault in ourselves.
如果我们今天都能够，每个人都能够像保罗一样啊，
if we can,
像尼希米一样啊。
If today we can emulate Nehemiah.
尼希米记第一章哦。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
尼希米的祷告是值得我们去学习的。
So the prayer of Nehemiah is worthy of our emulation.
尼希米祷告第一个讲什么？
So what did Nehemiah say when he first prayed?
说我们的城被焚烧，我们遭患难是因为我不好啊。
So he says that the reason why the wall is in ruin and the city is being burned is due to my father's house and I have sinned.
那其实啊，你想想跟他什么关系啊？
But in actuality, what has it got to do with him?
尼希米是在国外长大的、啊，那个是在国外生的，他不是他没有去过耶路撒冷啊以前。
So in actuality, Nehemiah was born. Not in Jerusalem, but in captivity.
所以尼希米是外国小孩。
So in actuality, Nehemiah is a foreign-born.
他对耶路撒冷、对以色列，其实他没有去过，没有什么不应该有很强烈的感情的归属感啊。
So he doesn't have. He wasn't born in Jerusalem. So in by right, he shouldn't have any strong bond with the city of Jerusalem.
犯罪跟他什么关系？
People committing sin has nothing to do with him.
耶路撒冷被焚烧跟他有关吗？
The ruin of Jerusalem has nothing to do with him.
但是当他祷告说，就是因为我们的罪啊，我不好啊。
But when he prayed, he said that because my father's house and I have sinned.
所以神就借着他一个人改变了一个时代。
Which is why God through him has changed the destiny of this kingdom.
哦，所以啊，弟兄姐妹啊，我们不要一直看别人啊。
So brother and sister, we do not only look at the faults of others.
教会最怕的就是大家都伸出彼此指责的手。
So the church fear most is every brother pointing their finger.
同时伸出指责的手，只是自我逃避责任而已啊。
If you point your finger against other, you are just escaping from your responsibility.
能够面对说，我也是教会的一份子。
So we have to face the fact that we are part of the church.
教会有问题，是我有问题。
If the church has a fault, it is my fault.
教会很冷漠，是因为我不够热心。
The church is cold is because I do not have love.
教会圣工停顿，是因为我做工太少。
The reason why the church work stalled is because I did not take up this responsibility.
教会感情不好，是因为我祷告不足。
The relationship in the church is not good is because I did not offer enough prayer.
如果每一个信徒都能够把教会的兴衰、教会的好坏当成自己的责任。
If you can see the ups and downs of the church is due to the responsibility of individual brethren.
啊，教会一定会成长。
Then the church will definitely grow.
保证一定成长啊。
It will definitely grow.
你想看神迹吗？
Do you want to see miracles?
你想看到神的作为吗？
Do we want to see the works of God?
神对摩西说啊，我的膀臂岂是缩短了呢？
So the God asked Moses, have my hand be shortened?
所以今天教会的问题不在神有没有显能力啊。
So today the church is not bad because the Lord Jesus Christ did not show his power.
问题在神要不要跟你同在啊。
The thing is whether God want to be with you.
哦，所以我们今天啊，从自我做起。
So today we have start from ourselves.
从我们自己家庭做起。
We have to start from our own family.
哦，就像保罗在这里祷告啊。
Just like what Paul prayed here.
愿你们啊，大家都能够得到兴旺啊。
May all of you be prosperous.
那我们来看一下保罗为他们祷告的内容哦。
Let's look at the content which Paul intercede for them.
我们看十六节哦。
16.
十六节说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来哈。啊，在这里保罗为信徒求的第一样。
So this is the first matter that that Paul interceded for the church.
啊，在英文他是说，叫你里面的那一个人强壮起来。
So it says that to strengthen the inner man.
啊，你里面有一个人啊。
So there is an inner man.
那个才是真正的你，真正的本我。
That is the true. That is our true self.
啊，你以为你是谁呀？
Who do you think we are?
你看到的镜子里那个就是你吗？
Is the person that you look in the mirror actually you?
其实里面有一个真正的你，是你的意志、你的想法、你的做事方式。
So there is an inner man in us that control our thoughts and the way of we think.
是你的心灵啊。
That is our heart.
啊，在这里保罗说啊，求主让我们里面那个人能够刚强起来啊。
So here.Intercede for us so that we can strengthen our inner man.
为什么？因为常常外面的人非常丰盛，里面的人非常缺乏。
Because a lot of time our outer man seems to be in abundance, but our inner man is lacking.
你知道现在什么生意最好做吗？
Do you know what is the best business to do?
什么东西最好卖吗？
What is the best thing that you can sell?
两样。
two things.
保养品跟化妆品。
Cosmetic and cosmetic and things that helps to maintain your health.
Health. 你知道谁的钱最好赚吗？
Whose money is easiest for you to earn?
小孩的东西跟女性的东西啊。
So any woman stuff or any children stuff is easy for you to earn.
你只要跟他讲，吃的这一粒会变更美。
If you were to advertise that after taking this pill, you will become more beautiful.
哇，你随便卖，都有人要买啊。
If you just sell it, there will be people who is willing to buy it.
所以我跟杰华说，我跟他说。
So,he told me.
我说，你要，你哦，你就跟他讲说，针灸会变漂亮哦。
So just tell someone that acupuncture will make you beautiful.
哇，一下子生意就很好啊。
Then your business will become good.
你看啊，现在啊，到处都是那个健身房哦。
So we see that there are a lot of gym center around the country.
哇，保养品一贵又一贵啊。
So there are a lot of cosmetic products.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为人都想要健康。
Because men want to be healthy.
人都想要也想要漂亮。
And men want to be wants to look good.
人都想要长生不老啊。
And men want to live long.
所以我们非常重视外表，重视外面这个我。
Which is why we esteem highly our outer man.
所以啊，你们家是不是每个房间都有镜子啊？
So is that in every one of your room, is there a mirror?
但是我们很懂得照顾我们这个身体。
So we know how to take care of our outer man.
但是里面那个人却常常被忽略了。
But we often neglect the inner man.
所以男生啊，哇，常常去运动健身啊。
So for brother, they always go and exercise.
外面的人非常健康，非常强壮，里面那个已经快要饿死渴死啊。
So on the outer man, it looks that they are actually very buff up and masculine.
所以啊。所以我们要求主耶稣看到我们里面那个真我本我啊。
But the inner man is in ruins, but so which is why we have to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to take a look at our own inner man.
求主耶稣让我们看到说我里面那个人又饥又渴又缺乏。
So to let us know that our inner man is in lacking and in thirst and in hunger.
因为只有当你认识到自己里面那个人的缺乏。
So only when we realize that the lacking in our inner man.
你才会开始照顾他啊。
Only then we will start taking care of it.
你才会每年都来参加 NATS 啊。
Then every year we'll try to come for NATS.
来之前跟他说哦。
And before we come, we tell our inner man.
不好意思，又饿了你一年啊。
I'm sorry that I've starved you for 1 year.
来，我带你去buffet补补哦。
So now I'm bringing you to have a buffet.
但是啊，不要每年只有这个时候才来给他补一下啊。
But do not only give him meals only during this 1 week of the year.
平常就要吃得好一点，吃得健康一点啊。
So on a daily basis, he should have sufficient.
有的信徒跟我说啊，我安息日有来聚会就好了哦。
There are some members who tells me that all I need to do is to come every week for Sabbath.
也不是不行啦。
He can actually do it.
安息日有来聚会总比没有来的好，这是没有错啦。
So if a person is able to come for Sabbath day and attend service, it is a good thing.
但是对我个人来说
But personally,
只有安息日来教会的信徒
members who only come for Sabbath day service,
基本上是靠维生系统在活着
So he is a person who is under the
life support.
Life support.
就是你看那个躺在床上。那个啦，这样子给你这样碰一下，碰一下啊，还有在呼吸而已啊。
So it is just like a patient who is in ICU, having the life support to sustain his life.
你如果要活得很丰盛，要活得很有力量If 只靠安息日一天有来是不够的。
If you want to lead a life of abundance by coming only on a Sabbath day is not enough.
那只是保你不死而已，就是这样子啊。
Because coming on Saturday is just like living on a life support.
但是你其他的时间呢？
But what about the rest of the time?
你在家里的生活呢？
What about your life at home?
其实那个占掉你人生大部分的时间哦。
It occupied a lot of time of your life.
我们不是说你每天都要来教会，不是啊。
I'm not saying that you should come to church every day.
而是你在家中有没有一点你属灵的生活在里面？
But in actuality, in your daily life at home, do you spiritually nurture yourself?
有一天我安息日早上到教会
So one day on a Sabbath day morning, I came to church.
结果我在教会接到一通电话。
So I received a call.
有一个弟兄打电话来，传道，你在教会了吗
？So a brother called and said, preacher, are you in the church?
我说对，我已经在教会了。
I told him, yes, I'm in the church.
传道，你帮我看一下
So he asked, preacher, can you take a look?
你看一下那个我的圣经赞美诗是不是在教会最后男生最后一排啊
？So can you help me to take a look whether my Bible is at the last bench of the brothers?
我找不到
I couldn't find.
我想说你过了一个礼拜，你才发现圣经不在家里
So I 你有跟他讲？
我跟他讲，
oh,
我说你一个礼拜才发现你圣经不在家里、啊。
So I asked him, so did you only realize that you have lost, you have lost your Bible a week later?
一整个礼拜表示什么？在家里完全圣经完全没有拿出来啊。
So what it means is that in the whole for the past one week he did not touch his Bible.
啊，我记得哦，有一次哦，有一个慕道朋友哦。
I remember once a truth seeker.
啊，他是他的室友哦，他的室友带来教会的。
So he was brought to church by his roommate.
啊，结果那个慕道朋友，那个慕道有一天就偷偷这样到我旁边哦。
So the truth seeker one day just come to me.
他说传道啊，我可以问你一个问题吗
？So he asked preacher, can I ask you a question?
我说啊，什么事情
？I said what?
他说传道啊，我们是不是只有来教会才可以祷告啊
？So I asked the truth seeker asked me, do we only pray when we come to church?
我说你为什么这样问
？I asked him, why is that so?
他说、啊、我住这么久，我从来没有看过我的室友在家里祷告过哎。
So he replied saying that, I have lived with my roommate for quite some time. I have not seen him pray.
所以是不是不准在家里祷告呢
？So are you not allowed to pray at home？
哇，你叫我怎么跟他回答啊
？So how do I reply him？
我们教会的弟兄跟他住在一起，从来没有在家里祷告过啊。
So our brethren who live with him but have never prayed at home.
啊，但是如果他不讲，我永远都不会知道哦。
If this truth seeker did not mention it, I would not have known.
他说有时候啊，我们在家中的信仰生活啊，会决定我们里面那个人到底活不活得下去啊。
So which is why our life of faith at home will determine whether our inner man can continue to survive.
所以在这里啊，保罗说我们要祷告求主耶稣，让我们里面那个人刚强起来啊。
So which is why Paul here intercede for us so that our inner man can be strengthened.
你知道吗？当你里面那个人刚强起来，你的生活才会开始有改变哦。
Only our inner man is strengthened, then there is a change in our life.
你看到有些人啊，虽然信耶稣，但是信得很衰弱，你有没有发现
？There will be some Christian, even though they are Christian, but the way they live their life is very
weak. 虽然信耶稣，但是啊，脸上没有什么笑容。
Even though they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they do not have any smile on their face.
啊，但是信耶稣，虽然信耶稣，但是信得非常疲倦。
So when they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they lead a very tiring life.
来聚会是一种压力。
When they come to church, they feel that it is a burden.
读经祷告成为一种折磨。
So reading the Bible and praying become a type of torment for him.
哦，所以啊，信仰变成一种恐惧。
So faith becomes a type of fear.
传道成为他人生的重担。
So the preacher become his personal burden.
为什么会这样子？
Why is that so?
因为里面那个人非常衰弱哦。
Because the inner man is very weak.
哎，但是你看到有些信徒就不一样啦。
But you.There are some members who are not like that.
啊，就很像你们哦。
They are just like you.
那虽然呢、啊，我们过着一个很普通、很正常的生活。
Even though we lead a normal life.
啊，但是啊，你可以常常感觉到里面有个力量不断的涌出来啊。
We can feel that there is a strength that continuously to flow from.
不是没有患难。
It's not that we do not meet with setback.
但是从来不被患难打倒。
But we are never overcome by difficulty.
不是不会失望。
It is not that we will not get disappointed.
但是失望当中永远不会绝望。
But in the midst of disappointment, we will not be in a state of despair.
哦，虽然人生会遇到考验
，so for us, we may meet with difficulty in life.
但是在考验当中，看见神对我们人生造就的旨意。
But we can, in the midst of our test, we can see that God's goal in us.
啊，所以虽然人生当中或有一些忧愁
，so in our life, we may meet with some sorrows.
但是忧愁最后都能够得到一种笑容。
So, but at the end of the sorrow, we can receive joy.
你会发觉说，有些信徒啊，虽然环境不见得比你好，但是他就是比你快乐。
Do you see that some members, even though they are not financially as good as you, but they live a happier life?
为什么？因为里面那个人啊，非常非常强壮啊。
Because the inner man is strengthened.
哦，所以保罗告诉我们啊
，Which is why Paul tells us.
他说，虽然肉体一天一天的毁坏啊
，Even though every day my flesh started to deteriorate,
但是内心世界一天新似一天啊。
But my inner self is continually renewed every day.
所以啊，你要怎么样越来越美？
How do we become prettier every day?
你不要以为 SK2 拿来用喝的就可以啊。
So do not just take this. Do not take.
你看这一看就知道，从来不帮太太买化妆品的。
So do not take this cosmetic product and drink it.
哦，所以啊，今天一个人怎么会越来越美？
So how does a person improve on his appearance?
里面的人越来越强壮，他外面就越来越亮丽。
As the inner man strengthen, the outer man will start to improve on the.
所以你看到教会有些啊老信徒哦。
So sometimes we see that some old members.
你看啊，他的笑容非常慈祥。
We can see that the smile on their face is very welcoming.
连他的皱纹都非常的温柔。
Even the wrinkles on their eyes, on their face is very, very gentle.
你在他身旁就觉得非常的心灵非常的安稳。
When you stand next to this person, you feel very calm.
越看越美。
The more that you see them, the beautiful they become.
为什么？
Why is that so?
里面的人非常强壮。
Because their inner man is strengthened.
所以在这保罗第一个求什么？求我们内心的人要强壮起来。
Which is why Paul intercedes for us so that we can strengthen in our inner man.
被神的力量，被神的爱所充满。
So that we can be filled with the power and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你就会越活越美。
Then the more we live, the beautiful we become.
第二个保罗所求的
The second Paul intercedes for us.
我们看以弗所书的第三章
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章这里说，十七节说，使基督因你们的信住在你们里面啊。
So here it says that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
第二个告诉我们说，我们要求什么
？So what is the second thing he interceded for?
我们要求主耶稣内住进入到我们的生命当中。
So we have to pray that Christ may dwell in our hearts.
你说我也很希望啊，我最喜欢主耶稣来我家啦。
You may say that I wish that the Lord Jesus Christ would come to my house.
是啊，我们喜欢耶稣来我们家。
Yes, we wanted the Lord Jesus Christ to come to our house.
但是我们只是把他当成一个客人啊。
But we always consider him as a guest.
耶稣啊，你来啊，你来做客哦。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, please come as a guest.
但是你不要忘了，这个家我才是老大哦。
But don't forget, I am the master of this house.
主啊，我希望你能内住到我的心里啊。
Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope that you can come and live with us.
但是你不要忘了，人生的方向由我来主导啊。
But do not forget, I am the one to determine the direction of my life.
为什么我们今天人生还是常常跌跌撞撞的？
Why is it that in our life we continue to fall?
常常还是遇到很多的苦难。
Why is it that we continue to meet with a lot of difficulty?
很多时候是因为我们虽然信耶稣，但是不愿意交托我们的人生。
Because a lot of time when we lead this life, we do notAnd trust our life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
好像有人到你家哈。
Just like someone may come to our house.
去你家啊。
For example, if I were to go to your house today.
敲门，敲门，敲门，敲门。
I would knock at the door.
叮咚，叮咚，叮咚。
I press the bell.
我带礼物来啦。
I have brought gifts.
你想不想要啊
？Do you want?
你坐在里面说要啊要啊，我最喜欢礼物了。
So I say I love presents.
但是我就是不给你开门。
But I will not open the door for you.
你进来啊，你进来啊。
You can come in.
叮咚叮咚叮咚，开门啊，开门啊。
So, the preacher will keep on pressing the bell.
进来进来进来，我就是不给你开门。
The brother will will not open the door for the preacher.
所以我们今天人生常常不是没有恩典。
So a lot of time in our life, it is not that we are without grace.
我们人生当中看不到神的作为，常常是因为我们不愿意把主权交出来。
We are not able to see the works of God because we are not willing to give up this authority to God.
所以我们之前有讲过
We mentioned earlier.
你人生可不可以自己做决定
？Can we make a decision in our life?
当然可以。
Of course you can.
但是不要忘记了
But do not forget.
你自己决定，你自己负责啊。
We have to pay the responsibility of your choice.
不要怪天怪地怪父母啊。
Do not blame the heaven or the earth or your family.
今天人很会怪啊，到处怪啊，都是别人的错
Today we blame others for our own fault.
我们今天有时候没有恩典要怪自己啊。
So a lot of time we have to blame ourselves.
不是耶稣不爱你。
It is not that Lord Jesus Christ do not love you.
是因为你从来不愿意为耶稣开门。
Because you are not willing to open up the door for the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是耶稣不为你开路。
Not that the Lord Jesus Christ do not open the path for you.
而是你掌握的那一条路，你不愿意听耶稣的吩咐。
Because the path that you tread on, you are not willing to listen to his commandment.
有一个弟兄打电话给我
A brother has called me.
他说传道，我想结婚
And he said, preacher, I want to get married.
这个但是我的家里非常非常不认同我喜欢的对象
But my family is against.The spouse that I'm interested in.
那我要怎么办呢
？So what should I do?
我说你要祷告啊，求主耶稣引导啊。
So I say you should pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to guide you.
你要思考啊，你们是不是适合啊
？So you have to ponder whether she is suitable for you.
你要去看看呐，你父母为什么这么反对呢
？So you have to understand why is it that your parents are against it.
但是这时候他跟我说
So at this time he told me.
传道我已经祷告过了。
He said, preacher, I have prayed.
我相信这个是神的旨意。
I believe that this is the will of God.
那我就问他啦。
I asked him.
我说你怎么祷告的
？I said, how do you pray?
你在祷告之前是不是已经决定要娶她了呢
？In your prayer, have you decided that you want to marry this girl?
我说当然啦，我已经决定要娶她啦。
He said, yes, of course, I have made my decision.
所以我拼命祷告求神的旨意啊。
So after I make my decision, I continue to pray pray for the will of God.
因为我是一个很没有爱心的传道
I am a preacher without love.
所以我就很直接的就告诉他。
So I tell him straight in the face.
我说你爱娶谁是你家的事情啊。
So whoever you want to marry, it's a matter of your household.
但是作为一个传道，我要警告你
But as a preacher, I'm going to warn you.
你爱娶谁娶谁。
Who you can marry whoever you want to.
但是你不要把神的旨意挂在你的嘴上。
But do not put the will of God into your mouth.
你已经先决定了。
You have made your own decision.
不管谁来反对都没有用。
Irregardless who opposes you, it doesn't
matter. 我就是一定要他这样子。
I have made my choice. I make up my mind.
那、啊、你祷告干什么
？Then why is it that you pray?
我跟他讲说，你们就去结婚吧，不要祷告，不要浪费时间啊。
So I say, do not pray anymore. Just get married.
我说、啊、不要浪费你跟我的时间啊。
Do not waste your time and my time.
我的责任只有告诉你一件事情。
So my responsibility is to tell you one thing.
这件事情当中没有神的旨意。
In this matter, that the will of God do not exist.
因为你已经先决定了。
Because you have made your decision.
你只是要找一个神来帮你背书。让你说哦，我有祷告哦。
So you only want God to come and support you.
虚伪啊。
It is hypocrite.
我们今天有多少次都是用这种虚伪的祷告
？So a lot of time we have this type of hypocritical
prayer. 早就决定了。
We have already made the decision.
通通安排好了。
We have made all the arrangement.
然后再说啊，我们来祷告看看神的旨意是什么？骗人呐、啊、
！After that we ask, we start to pray for the will of God. It is all a lie.
所以我们今天人生过得很苦，常常是因为我们都决定好了才来问神。
So today the reason why we lead such a difficult life because we have already made the decision.
你知道以西结书里面说什么吗
？What is written in the
以西结书说啊，这种人我必不让他们求问啊。
So in the book of Ezekiel, God says that for such type of people, I will not allow them to ask.
以西结书他们把以西结书说啊，神说、啊、他们把假神接到心里面。
So in the book of Ezekiel, God says that the multitude has received false god into their heart.
就是他们已经全部决定好了。
They have made their own decision.
然后再假意的到我面前来祈求祷告。
With a false intention, they come before me and pray.
神说我必不让他们求问。
So God says that I will not allow their request.
不理你啦。
I will ignore you.
为什么？因为你想要做主人啊。
Why is that so? Because the multitude has wanted to become their own master.
那你就爱怎么做你就去做吧。
Then you can do whatever you will.
但是你不要说这是神的旨意。
But do not say that this is the will of God.
所以我们不要啊，常常把神的旨意挂在嘴上哦。
So do not always put the will of God in our mouth.
神的旨意是你留下一个空间。等神来为你造，为你成就。
So the will of God is that you lay before God a blank piece of paper and let God decide what is it.
哦，而不是你把事情全部决定完了，叫神给你盖章背书。
So you do not decide everything and make all the arrangement and ask God to seal it.
哦，所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So we have to question ourselves.
哦，所以我们今天在做人生的决定。
So today we may make some decision in our life.
我们是说神啊，跟我一起走。
So we ask God to walk with us.
还是说神啊，我来跟你走。
Or do we say God, I follow you?
啊，这会决定我们人生的兴衰哈。
So it will determine our life.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第六章哦。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章的第二十一节啊。
John chapter 6, 21. Then they willingly...
等一下。约翰福音的第六章、啊、第我们从第二十节开始、啊、
Verse 20.
二十节说耶稣对他们说是我不要怕二十一节。
21.
门徒就喜欢接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。那、啊、这里讲到说、啊、门徒在海中遇到了风浪。
So here it says that the disciple met with...Storms and sea.
十九节说门徒摇橹有往前行哦，走了一两里的路哦。
So in verse 19, they have rowed about
十里的路哦，十里多的路哦。
They have rowed about 3 to 4 miles.
啊，所以啊，他们有没有前进
？So did they move forward?
有啊，靠自己的努力也会前进，但是很慢啊。
So they use with their own strength, they are able to move the boat forward.
而且啊，黑暗当中前进也不知道去的方向是哪里啊。
And even though they move forward, it is cover a very small distance, and they do not know where they were going.
啊，但是在这里啊，说主耶稣出现啊。
And here it says that the Lord Jesus Christ appeared.
主耶稣说：“是我，不要怕。”
The Lord Jesus Christ said, "It is I, do not be afraid."
啊，然后下一句就是门徒就欢喜接他上船了。
So, follow that is the disciple willingly receive him into the boat.
啊，我们常常只有前半段而已啊。
A lot of time we only execute up to the upper portion.
啊，人生遇到风浪啊，往前进非常努力，但是走不那、但是前头无路啦。
So even though in our life we are very diligently row our boat forward, but we do not know what is in front.
啊，耶稣出现说是我不要怕啊，不要怕，耶稣来了。
So the Lord Jesus Christ introduced himself. It is I, do not be afraid.
啊，但是我们都少了下一句啊。
But we lack in what is the action that come after that.
啊，耶稣你来啦。
Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, since you have come,
帮忙在后面推啊。
Can you help me to push the boat from
behind? 我们继续努力往前走啊。
So that we can continue to move forward.
哦，所以我们常常 有了耶稣，人生还是很苦啊。
Which is why after we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, we still lead a difficult life.
但是你看这里哦，这里说门徒让耶稣上船哦。
Here in verse 21 it says that they willingly receive him into the boat.
哦，我们常常是让耶稣站在海面上啊，继续等。哎，耶稣，你再等一下，我再摇一摇，你再等一等，等一等，我再摇哦。
So more often time we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to stand on the sea and we ourselves continue to row the boat.
哎，你如果看不过去，你可以在后面推，反正你可以走海面嘛。
So we'll tell the Lord Jesus Christ, if you cannot take it, please help me to push the boat from behind.
所以有耶稣，有时候还是很苦啊。
So even if we have the Lord Jesus Christ, we still had a difficult life.
有耶稣烦恼还是很多啊。
Even we have the Lord Jesus Christ, we still feel sorrows.
但在这里说啊，门徒让耶稣上船啊。
Here it says that the disciple received him into the boat.
欢喜迎接他进入你生命的船中。
So they willingly receive him into the life of the boat of their life.
来有他来指引你人生的脚步。
And using him to guide our life.
这里说，当耶稣一上去。
When the Lord Jesus Christ bought the boat,
说船立时就到了他们要去的地方啊。
The boat was at the land where they were going immediately.
你希望你的人生走得顺遂一点吗
？Do you want our life to be smooth sailing?
即使在风浪当中，你希望心灵当中常常有安稳的平安吗
？So even in times of storms, do you want our life to be calm?
不要再叫耶稣在后面推啦。
Do not ask the Lord Jesus Christ to push the boat from behind.
让他上来带我们走啊。
Let him come into the boat and let him guide us.
你的人生会轻松很多。
Then our life of faith will be much easier.
我们一起同心默祷。
Silent prayer.